tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Yeah, the revolution shall be podcasted. Welcome to another fun, festive episode of Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. I'm here to rock, and joining me in this rock fest, good friend of mine, partner in crime, the man, the myth, the legend, hanging out with 19-year-olds in Vegas, my man, my man, Xavier Guerrero XG, the place to be.
What's up?
Living that life,
living,
dude.
Living, thank you. She was like, they're kind of looking for you too, though.
Yeah.
They were like, yo, where's
they know
at?
Who pays the bills here. Hey, the beard looks good, dude.
Thank you.
You look good. I like this laid back XG, dude.
Little bit.
Yeah. Did you just party, or did you just go try to do some stand up? Anything?
Nah, I did one show on Friday, and then after that it
Where'd
was all
you
party. Some guy, Freddie Credit, thank you to him. He gave me a show.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, we met him at I met him at Skankfest.
So where did you gig?
It was just I don't know what they call it. It was just in like Las Vegas. It was in
Dirty
a like, hotel.
12:30?
No, I think that's what it was. Or it was like a hotel. It was like inside a hotel. It was cool.
It was in a big lobby, big room?
No, small.
Okay.
Must have been something smaller. I don't know.
All right.
It was fun, though.
All right, man. Well, you know, you're doing great. This guy's done 4 sets, and he's killing it already. guys, a lot of stuff going on. Listen, I know if you listen to these announcements, and some of you guys fast forward it, and you know, you want to be disrespectful, you go do that. But I know you don't listen because you ask me when you come in here when I tell you when we're going there. Okay, this is what this is about. We got shows coming out. We got huge shows coming out, okay? We're coming to see you next Friday. It is the 13th, September 13th. We return to the scene of the crime. We're going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club. Myself, Eddie Bravo, XG, our good friend, what's his name?
Tiger Die.
I had a brain fart right there. That will make the highlight clip. Okay. Tiger Die will be rocking Cobb's in San Francisco. Okay. That's a Friday night, 10 o'clock show. This show will pack out.
It's a Friday 13th. Shit's going to get weird.
Yeah, it's going to get weird. We're going to go to San Fran and make bad decisions, dog. Okay. And then the following week, we're at the Stateside in Pasadena. Okay. Excuse me.
Texas.
Fuck. The
Austin.
Stateside in at Paramount in Austin. That's September 20th. Okay. So that's big. We also have, I forgot to say, next Tuesday coming out. The computer's getting weird. Yeah, it's the connection. Is it okay? Is it going to be all right on the video, though? Okay, we'll find out. Aaron's already over this show, by the way. He hated the last episode. He's really already red line right now. So September 10th, Tuesday, September 10th, is the ABX.org presents Comedy Chaos. Now, if you go to ABX.org, that's our good friend at Absolute Extract. They love us so much. They're going to allow you to get 20% off all your purchases by using the promo code Chaos. Go to abx.org, use the promo code Chaos, and you get 20% off all your purchases. It's weed, flower, vape pens. They got anal bleaching. They got CBD anal bleaching. Turn your brown eye blue.
Shit to get your
pink.
Dogs high.
Dogs are getting high now. Dogs get you. I love how everyone's getting dogs high. Is anyone getting cats high?
Nah, they're assholes. I'm not getting cat.
Yeah. Man. Anybody getting their cat? No, cats do catnip. That's like crank for cats. Right? They got everything, dude. They got everything you need is at abx.org, Absolute Extract. And they present Comedy Chaos. We have Joey Diaz, Theo Vaughn, Brandon Shaw, Michael Rapaport, Eddie Bravo, myself. That's the first show. Second show is Anthony Jeselnik, Josh Wolf, Finesse Mitchell, Brandon Schaub, and Jessica Curran, right? Curran. Curson. She's great. She's funny. I fuck up names. Yes. Dude, the highlight reel. Just this show alone is like a 3-minute highlight reel. Okay? So those are the great shows. And then we got, I'm proud to announce, we got some more shows coming up right now. We have, hold on, I got to find it. Hold on, I'm sure you're loving all this, guys. Come on, man, just get to it. Come on. Okay, so we're proud to announce October 4th, New York City. Is that October 4th? Holy shit.
It's coming.
That's a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's here.
That's like 3 weeks from now, right? What? 1 month from now, New York City. We're coming, dude. We're playing a theater, man. Pack it out.
Oh,
get
fuck.
Weird. Get weird. Me, Eddie Bravo, my man XG, my friend Lauren Petrie of the Electric Kool-Aid Podcast. We're all going to be live in New York, dude. We go hard in the paint. We're super excited about that. And then we also have October 19th. We're at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're coming. We're bringing our magic Mormon pants, okay? I got the Book of Mormon, and I'm going hard in paint. People, if you're Mormon, let me know if the Book of Mormon is offensive to you, because I want to make a flyer based on it, but I don't want to make a flyer that will keep everybody away.
Nah, I think they can handle it. They're showing up. I think they can handle it.
Yeah, I just got to come out. Yeah, well, I mean, like, they get there's some Mormon lizards out there, too. Don't forget that. And then December 20th, we're super excited. Portland, we're at Mississippi Studios. And I'm in La Jolla on November 20, I think around the 25th. So that's that. That's good. Guys, T-shirts, all the T-shirts, great way to support the show. Go to tinfoilhattshirts.com. We just uploaded Skull Unicorn. Okay, I call that one Skull Unicorn.
Football's in, dude. Get that Raiders shit.
Get that Raiders shit, too. We got a Raiders shirt for y'all. Okay, we got Skull shit for y'all. And we're every time we do a tour, we put the T-shirts up there. The Patreon is rocking. Comedy, Conspiracies Now, Secret Side of the Mad Hatters, all that shit. Cooking with gas. Never forget that. We're cooking with gas. So thank you, guys. Did I miss anything? Oh, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Join us. The army is growing. The swarm. I want to call it the swarm. They want secret society. I like the swarm, but we'll figure it out. God, did I miss anything?
Nah, we should. We're good.
We are
good.
We
hit everything.
We hit everything. Guys, today we bring back, you know, this guy smokes. This guy swears. If you have a problem with it, go to another channel, okay? Because this man is, he's in the eye of the storm. And he's here to drop truth. You know how much you gotta love truth when a fucking storm is coming and you're still here? He looks like he's in a bunker. He might be the head of Anonymous, looking like a hacker. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. But he's one of the best. He breaks everything down from crazy days and nights. He goes deep into the Hollywood gossip to give us the truth. And he's here once again, one of my favorite guests and soon to be yours, Jamie Deluxe. How are you, bud?
Thank you. Good. Hopefully, because there's a hurricane like starting to hit me, so it's being a little choppy from my end every now and then.
Yeah,
but we'll make it work.
We're gonna make it work, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, real quick, tell them about your page.
Yeah, my page. I'm pretty proud of it. I've done it all from an iPhone SE. That's how I make all my videos, and you can do a lot with that. So yeah, I'm almost at 60,000, and it's only been a little over 2 years. I'm pretty proud of it.
You should be very proud of it, dude. And yeah. I love when people who are like, hey, I'm a regular person. I'm not a stand-up. I'm not trying to be an actor. I'm just a guy who cares. And I make my own YouTube page. And it grows. And people don't realize, like, YouTube's changed lives. And, like, you're entering that. You know, I have literally, like, one or two more thousand than you. So we're both starting to enter this really cool thing where, you know, 100,000 isn't that far away. We're close to 100,000 than we are to zero. And that's going to be a really fun time. And basically, for people who don't know your what YouTube channel and didn't hear you last time you were on the show, tell them a little bit about what you like to do.
Well, number one, I'm an artist. And usually I was a musician, but I had kids, so I have young kids, and I can't go out playing music every night because I, you know, or touring or anything. So I'm kind of stuck at home being a dad, and working and all that, but I have that artistic, I just got to get it out, you know, like I still play music. My band just had an EP come out, you know, 4 songs, but it's just like, it's not serious or anything, though. We just do it because we love playing music, you know? So, yeah, this is just something I can, you know, express myself artistically. And an artist is a representative of the times, and look at the times we're living. So the inspiration, unfortunately, it's, you know, inspiration just keeps coming out and coming out.
So
I'm able to, I can connect these dots and make it feel like, whoa, look at this. Where you can just see it. Where I don't even have to explain.
So my question to you is this. What is kind of when you say you see it, can you tell our guests what... Okay, that's cool.
Hey, can you guys go back in there, please? Can you go back in there?
Kids are like... It's so,
she's supposed to be watching them.
So funny,
go
dude.
Go in there.
All go respect, dude. All respect. Come on. That kid is like, fuck you and there's your fucking stories.
There's a fucking hurricane. They're freaking out.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, dude.
They're like, what's going on?
I mean, if this is a bad time for him, we could do it another day. I don't want to put him in bad spots. What if I just put out like an 8-minute episode and 6 of it is just...
Oh, dude.
This all fucking...
Sorry about that. Hey. I asked her to watch... To make sure it didn't come in here, you know.
Don't worry about it. And if this is a bad time, let me know. If like you want to do this maybe a little time.
No, this is my literally my life. You know, that's why the fact that I can do it all from my phone is the only way I could actually do it. Like since I've had my channel, I've invested in a microphone and stuff just so, because I do like live streaming too. But I still, when I record, I still upload it to Dropbox and work on it from my phone because I am always busy. You know, so I'll have an earphone in. And I'll just work on videos at the back door or whatever.
Well, I love
throughout
it,
my
dude.
Day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Do you have a podcast?
No, I don't have a podcast. I have a live streaming channel where I just kind of chill and smoke with some of my subscribers. It's only like 3,000, but I kind of like it not too big because it's not as overwhelming.
Well, my question is, are you getting – this is kind of inside baseball for everybody. I know you want us to get to the good stuff, but are you charging ads? Are you getting ads on your stuff?
My main channel, Jamie Deluxe, just recently got monetized, and almost every video is yellow.
Yeah,
so
me
it's not
too.
Like, you know, it's partial or whatever. Right. But yeah, I got a couple hundred bucks for the first time,
Jamie,
after 2.5 years.
Jamie, we're gonna talk when off air, and I'm gonna have a little talk with you about why I think you should start a podcast, and we'll talk about that another time. But today, it's all about. What have you uncovered, man? You've been deep in, you know, for those who don't know what Crazy Days and Nights are, you're missing out on some awesome stuff. It is basically this entertainment lawyer, and I don't know if we've ever seen his name. Someone says he has a podcast, I think. But
no. He does, yeah.
What?
On his Patreon.
Okay. So he does this, and he basically breaks down gossip. I believe he hears from other entertainment lawyers, but... Now, if he names who he's talking about, that means he has actual proof that's a real story, correct?
Supposedly, yeah. Like he'll reveal some of them later on. And when he does that, basically he won't reveal it unless he's like 100% sure on it. So I guess he's got some kind of proof or something like that.
How did you stumble upon this?
One of my subscribers told me about it. And this dude in Scotland, he's like, hey, have you checked this out? And I checked it out, and I was like, whoa. Because it's kind of like, it's like putting together a puzzle. You know, you like, all right, we're this like kind of clue-based, people using pseudonyms and stuff like that thing came from, was when I was like really curious about the Corey Haim, Corey Feldman thing. And this is before I read Crazy Days and Nights. And I, from Corey Feldman's book, he left pseudonyms, so it wasn't their real names. But he would say specific stuff like, me and Ron went here and there, and what moves they were working on. So basically, you put 2 and 2 together. I'm like, whoa. And I got the guy's name. I figured it out. John Grissom, the guy he was talking about. Then I found through, I couldn't find it, but I found it through his family's names because I was just like digging and digging. I found John Grissom's Facebook page. This is almost 2 years ago. At that point, he was living in Mexico, but he was like sharing pictures of both Corey's and stuff, and it was just really weird. So I put up the video, and I tweeted it at Feldman, and he said, good job, and like a little check mark. So I figured it out. And that's right when he was going public on Dr. Oz and all that. So that's what started me with like looking for clues that people would leave when they talked or wrote a book or something like that, if they didn't want to name names, and figure that out. So then later on, somebody told me about Crazy Days and Nights, and yeah, it's like the same, it's similar, where they'll leave like. Okay, thank you, baby. Where you guys going? Thank you.
Hold on, they're going out in a hurricane?
It's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm in South Carolina. I got a couple states.
I'm like, okay, be safe, dude. Be safe. But listen, so you know, we've had you before. We've talked about, you know, some of the stories that you broke. And, you know, it's like we've talked. Like, I'm going to ask you something. Allegedly, do you believe allegedly Steven Spielberg is involved in some shady shit? Allegedly.
I've heard, like, what it is with him is there's so many rumors, but a lot of times when there's rumors, there's generally some kind of truth behind it. And just all the things that, well, like, lots of rumors, yeah, but I believe, I guess I've kind of gone that direction where it's like, in my head, there's no, like, he's got to be.
It's like, he's just got, I mean, like, there's so much shit. He just joined that mega group that we were just talking in the last episode about, which is just all pedos. It's crazy, allegedly. So let's get into this. So we wanted to get in some. This is our Epstein. Like, you know how they have Shark Week on National Geographic? We have Epstein Week. This is our Epstein Week. He's a different kind of shark.
I think it's been like six episodes.
No, it's been like three, but this is the first time we've gone back to back.
Oh, yeah, it's the first time back to back.
So I want to start.
It's crazy, though, the whole thing, isn't it? Just watching it happen, you know?
The craziest thing is how, like, we had about 18 hours, not 24 hours, 18 hours of every going, okay, conspiracy theorists, you guys were right. Thank you. And then within 18 hours, they're like, come on, stupid guy. He's just stupid. He just killed himself. And you're like, oh, my God, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. And all you want to believe is, like, these are the good guys, and these are the bad guys. These are the good guys, and these are the bad guys. And you don't
want to think. I wish it was so simple. I wish.
Don't you? Don't you? But what we've learned over time is it's not even close to that.
No.
And sometimes.
Hurricane.
Bad guys.
We'll make it work, man.
No, dude.
I'm like Tim Gunn, but not gay.
Listen, I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, you know.
So let's get into the property.
Anytime.
So you sent me a couple cool points we want to talk about. Let's get into the property. Talk to me. What property are we discussing right now?
I don't know that he owns so much. And it's just, it's really strange. Like the whole, the mansion was given to him by Leslie Wexner for $1. And there's old articles about the when Wexner got it and he remodeled it because it was an old school. There was like I don't know, like weird hidden rooms under the stairs and shit. And there was a camera, a room with all the cameras. So I mean, the whole fucking house was being videotaped. So, and there's other stories about other places being rigged, like the island being rigged for sound and video. And I mean, it just really makes the most sense that that's what he was anyway, common sense, but there's just more proof to it that it was a blackmail operation.
Yeah, and you know? Who do you think he was associated with?
I don't know. I mean, it points to probably Mossad.
Oh, here we go again. Magic words, Mossad. That's what I agree with. It's 100% Mossad, and we just got to get that out there because words like anti-Semitism will be shouted at us, and what you're doing right there is shoving your head far, far up your ass with this identity politics. Once again, okay, it is a foreign intelligence service, okay? It is not. Go on.
It's the CIA. It's the CIA. They're all the same.
Listen, dude, what do we know? When the Nazis fell, where did the Nazis run to? The fucking Vatican, okay? Then, you hear it all the time. Dude, the United States, England, Russia, we all played. We had an expansion draft, and we draft the best Nazis. We took two of them. One of them invented NASA. The other one, it basically took the OSS and turned to the CIA, okay? So now we have
And you get the MK Ultra and all that shit.
Yeah, and we have a connection to the Roman Catholic Church, okay? All the Nazis ran to fucking the Vatican, and they were shipped out to Argentina. Hitler dies in Argentina, okay? Some people are like, you know, that's not actually factual. No, it is. It is. There's pictures of them. There's a whole area where in Argentina where everybody speaks German.
It's not just that. There's that JFK, whatever that little bit that was released. They even mentioned investigating Hitler in Argentina. In those, declassified papers.
Or how about the fact that the Russian version, the KGB, or whatever it was called at that time, basically said that Merkel, who is the head of Germany? Aaron, the head of Germany? Something Merkel?
Merkel? Karl Merkin.
Merkin?
Isn't that like a front wedgie or something? That's a Melvin.
That's a moose knuckle, you're thinking.
Ravenclaw.
But Merkin is supposedly a test tube baby. This is going to make Aaron's head explode. A test tube baby that is from Hitler's DNA. Sure. You ever see how she looks and how they have the same baggy eyes? It's all shady shit. So the reason I bring that up
is they all probably fuck each other anyway.
They totally do. So you have this system, you have the CIA, and what else have you noticed? That all your European, North American, and South American crime organizations all are pretty much Catholic. They all have strong Catholic beliefs. They're always going. They always have pictures of Jesus all over the place and crosses. So now you got basically the Vatican has both the CIA and the crime. They're playing both sides of the ball. And basically, you know, I said in the last episode, Eskimos have 40 words for snow. It's still snow. So you can call it CIA, or you can call it Mossad, or you can call it MI6, or whatever the fuck that thing is over there. But the point is, it doesn't matter. And it's like, this is 100% a fucking Mossad honeypot. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, it just makes more sense, and there's more proof to that than anything.
I mean,
through Leslie Wexler, too. You know,
I mean, Leslie Wexler is part of that mega group, the really big, powerful. Now, dude, I pick my battles. You know, when I talk to someone like Ryan Dawson, I pick my battles, because if I sat there and argued on I'm not into the Jews thing. I really do believe there's more layers to it. That's not
They're into everything, though. It's not. Yeah, exactly. That's just an excuse.
Well, I don't believe it's Jews. I believe it's Black Cuba Saturn, Saturnists, Dark Arts people, and they wear Judaism, Christianity, Muslim.
People hide behind labels and stuff.
For sure.
Like, and the label's divided, so they can use that label if you say anything to turn around and call you an anti-Semitist or racist or whatever else, xenophobic, this, that, the other thing.
For sure.
It's not true at all.
Not at all. So we see that there's like this kind of movement, and then with identity politics, they get you fighting over people you don't even know. And at the end of the day, it's probably like Black nobility, Jesuits, and the fucking royal family run everything, and they get us all fighting with each other. And that's really what it's about. I mean, like Robert Maxwell, like we said in the last one, was a very high up Mossad agent who used blackmail to control everything. And you see it within this government. It's like, why are there people voting for anti-BDS, what's it called? Boycott, divest, strike. I don't know what the last one is. Look that up. BDS. BDS. Anti-BDS, I think it's movement. But
Big Dick Syndrome.
Big Dick Syndrome. Yes, there's a lot of Jews who are anti-Big Dick Syndrome, okay?
The Boycott Division and Secessionist Movement, whatever.
Okay, let me see this. Okay, dude, don't mind XG. This is English as a second language. Okay, boycott, divest, sanctions.
There you go.
Okay, you did good there, dude. I love it. You got your Abraham Lincoln beard going on. You're fucking killing it. Okay? Hey, Punto. I'm made by a Lincoln dog. I freed the sleds with that dick dog. Okay. So anyways, so you have this movement to ban BDS. Okay. And BDS, the ban, it's fine. You don't have to be for it or against it. You're allowed to believe what you want. But when you have the government moving in and trying to make rules which says you can't support this movement, if you were, that's called violating the First Amendment. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It really is. And that's why you have dual citizenship driving people crazy. It's all based on... Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe Israel is about religion. It's not. I believe it is a business transaction. It is a land bridge which allows the goods to flow from... the easiest way to get goods from Africa and Asia to Europe, okay? And if you think I'm lying, why did Israel just give China control of a giant port in Israel? If it's a holy land, why are they giving it to atheists? Because it's a business transaction. And that's all it's ever been. It's a business transaction cloaked in a religious war, okay? And they have these religions... Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, and they're fighting with each other. They're just fighting with each other. And they're just the same people at the top. Motherfucking lizards are getting away with fucking everything.
Probably, man. I mean, I can't say for sure, but at least metaphorically.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. So this whole thing about people yelling at you that this isn't Mossad or that Epstein wasn't connected to Mossad, they're lying to you. That's a lie.
Well, I mean, you can connect them in two moves. From Ghislaine Maxwell to her dad.
Jamie, connect those Mossads.
You know what I mean? And then I'm not sure about this, but I assume Leslie Wexner's in there somewhere, too.
I mean, dude, look at, like, what he represents, like...
Damn, Hurricane getting pissed at me. You hear that?
Dude, I don't know if you heard, but the Rothschilds run the weather. Okay, I don't know if you've heard about that.
You know what? When people, like, wake up, and, like, people tell me one thing for sure, like, oh, no, you know, this, that. I'm like, well, if you really wake up, you realize that you don't know what's possible.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me something's impossible because we really don't know.
For sure.
So
for sure.
That totally could be possible. How the fuck do I know?
So there's this power base of people that are basically running everything, and Epstein is a part of that. So they have these houses, and there's houses all over the place. I mean, did you ever hear about how Epstein, I know it was New Mexico, and I think it was one other state, where his company, Zorro Ranch, won the lottery twice?
Yeah, I did hear about that. I did hear about that.
Now, listen, and Bill Richardson... who has gone to Lolita, I've been on the Lolita Express, gone to Epstein's fuck island, okay? He's gone there. He's been to sex island. He's the governor of one of those states.
He was the governor. Yeah, New Mexico. He was the governor of the state the ranch was in.
Do you see that? Zorro?
Oklahoma
and New Mexico.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma's where he won a lottery as well. So he won.
Oh, that's where he won it? Okay.
85 million.
So he won total 85 or one was 85?
That one's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma was 85 and the other one was 25. So 100 mil. And they didn't announce who the winners were. And everyone's like, hey, dude, what's up with that? And they're like, nah, dog, nah. And that's just bribery. They had stuff on all these guys. And nobody wants to talk about it. So when they fly into this island... You know, there's cameras everywhere, and the bribery just starts, right? What have you learned about all the cameras?
I haven't learned much about the cameras, except I've heard at least in articles that the mansion in New York and the island were at least rigged. But I would assume they're all rigged. If two are, they all got to be. There's the ranch in New Mexico. There's two islands. There's one next to it, but it wasn't really developed yet. It's a bigger island, though. He was doing construction on it, though.
It's unbelievable. In Palm Beach.
I know. Can you imagine that? The island is beautiful, too. What a fucking waste.
And, dude, and everything about this guy, he made money just shaming people. Just shaming people. Like, you know, we were talking about, like, sex was made... I think sex was made taboo just so you could blackmail people.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work anymore like it used to if you just cheat on your wife or whatever. You know, that's why they got to make it bad because, you know,
why it's pedophilia.
Yeah.
That's why, because that's the
worst you can do.
People aren't going to take it. So back in 2010, the FBI was investigating MC2 and Jean-Luc Bernal. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes. I just put out that video, too, that I was working on when I was talking to you earlier. It was an article from 2010. In 2010, they were saying the FBI was investigating Jean-Luc Bernal, and it's actually called MC Squared, his model agency.
Okay.
And so they were investigating him then. I don't think anything fucking happened from it, though, you know, but now he's disappeared. But what else was there? They knew about that 12-year-old girl's birthday present. They knew about that in 2010. That was the
triplets, right? He got the triplets?
Yeah. Triplets, but the article that I put out earlier said two, but, you know, so two or three, I don't know. I don't know which account is right. But I'm saying they knew about this 9 years ago, and the guy's still...
I mean, dude, listen to me.
What's going on?
Listen to me. Anybody who has faith in the FBI investigating anything is laughable. I mean, what have they uncovered? I mean, Mueller led the 9/11 investigation that went... Nowhere. Led the anthrax investigation that went nowhere. Okay.
It's probably like Las Vegas. They're there to cover up, not investigate, really.
Yeah. Las Vegas, dude. What happened with Las Vegas? How many people died? Any convictions? Anything at all? Any investigation? Any breakdown? How this got?
No manifesto, no nothing.
Nothing. Just, how he went up and down the employees.
They just pulled out more pedophilia with his brother.
Oh, and then they dropped those.
That's it. Oh, they ended up dropping that too?
They dropped those charges too. So it's just like, do you have any faith in this? I mean, we're going to be doing an episode with our good friend, Lauren Petrie of the Electric Kool-Aid podcast. And we're going to, we're doing the Finders. You ever hear about the Finders?
No.
The Finders are this group.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So these two guys... Fucking they're in a park with all these disheveled girls. They start investigating. Turns out that they're part of this pedo ring. And then within 5 days, the FBI has said, nothing exists. There's no crime. We're releasing all of them. And that's the last we heard of it. We've never heard that anyone got arrested.
The guys got off, too. They got off and everything. There was two guys. They were in Florida. They got caught in a van.
Well, that's the point.
With all these disheveled kids. Yeah, but they were from D.C.
Well, Epstein almost got off the first time. People were just upset.
Yeah.
He was pretty much off. He was there chilling. He's like, damn, I got off. I'm cool. I can keep doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's why he pressed it. That's why when you think he killed himself, and I know that, you know, Ryan thinks he killed. I still think the verdict's out on whether he killed himself.
Because why wouldn't he have killed himself first time?
I don't.
What? What,
Jamie? What just happened? A narcissist wouldn't kill himself, I don't think, you know, and he didn't kill himself in my mind. In my mind, he was either killed or these are the kind of people that can pull off like a national treasure type shit. They have all the money in the world, all the power in the world. We don't, you know, they can do shit. Oh, turn the cameras, you know, they have the money and the ability to do it.
You know what didn't happen, dude? You know what didn't happen? The Clintons killed him because I believe he's higher up than the Clintons. I think he had all the goods on the Clintons, you know, that he had just as much money as the Clintons. Like, anything they could do, he could do better. I mean, and they're, like, isolated from what I'm told. Have you noticed that no one's bringing Hillary on the campaign trail? No one's bringing Bill Clinton on the campaign trail? Like, they're dead in the water, dog.
You don't think Trump will say something?
What?
About the count? He'll probably say something about her.
About during the election, probably.
If she shows up, why wouldn't he? He retweeted it.
Listen, dude, the DNC's in trouble. What are they running on? Aaron, you can jump in anytime and tell me I'm wrong. What are they running on, dude? What are they running on? Take away your freedom of speech.
Guns.
Take away your guns. Take away your money and taxes. Okay? That's what they're running on. Nothing else. There's nothing else going.
Take.
Yeah, they're just there.
Give nothing.
You know? I mean, what is that? I mean, like, that used to be the old religious right. Take away your right to choose. Take away your First Amendment with censorship they wanted to do. It was always take away your lifestyle. Now it's like these quote-unquote liberals, and they're not liberal.
It's crazy to watch. It's like the poles have shifted. Yeah. Maybe not the planet, but the poles of the psyche and just the way we look at shit in general. It's fun. It's crazy to watch, because I used to be more like, I don't claim any politics, any like political position now. I just realize it's all a sham. But I was more far left than anything as a kid.
Everyone in the truth community was like, I used to be a liberal. Well, you're still a liberal. You're not a progressive. You're not a lefty. You're not a social justice warrior. You're somebody who believes in equal rights for everybody and the government to leave you the fuck alone.
Yep.
How hard is that to ask?
Well, apparently right now it's
pretty hard, I guess.
You know what, dude? You know what this? You know it's not more? You know what's super white privilege? Having pronouns. I'm Shim. I'm Sham. I'm Shop. Do you think poor people have that? Do you think crackheads are like, please refer to me as a ship, okay? A shillamalamalading-dong? Nobody does that. Only rich white kids do that.
Well, the problem with all this ID politics thing is labels, although they help us, like, you know, our name's a label, you know, I do this or that, I can label myself this way, but just don't take it as anything too seriously. It's just a way to communicate. Now, when they have all these labels, I'm a this, that, and the other thing, you know, then you automatically close yourself off. Because you're, you know, cause, like in high school, I was a punk rocker. I couldn't like rap or anything like that. I love rap now, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, we couldn't like anything else. We had to like what we liked. We looked this way. We had our own uniforms and blah, blah, blah. It just cuts yourself off. So I don't leave myself with anything.
Well, dude.
And they're just cutting themselves off more and more.
Well, I mean, making like, dude, and that's all done. I talk about it all the time, but this is a CIA thing to get everybody to hate liberalism. 10-year-old pedophile. I mean, 10-year-old drag queens. Fucking drag queens going to children's libraries. You know, this is all being done on purpose to get people to go, fuck liberals. Think about it. It ebbs and flows like that. Think about the 60s and 70s. They were all drugs, partying, fucking art. And then what followed that? The 80s, the ice age of like business, conservatism, you know, it's like fucking Wall Street. Everything was like cutthroat. That it's done on purpose because, you know, the Jonestown, the Manson murders, these are all things that are done to demonize liberals.
And but check it out. In the 60s, that whole era, I'm to the point now where I believe it was all a CIA thing anyway.
Jamie, if
Laurel Canyon.
Culture is fucking manufactured. Black culture, feminist culture, okay? Every culture is manufactured, all right?
Even the drug culture.
Drug culture is manufactured. The black culture, feminist culture, the hippie culture, you know, they're all made by the CIA. That's not normal. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't gangster rap out there. People weren't rapping about gangbanging, but look what it did.
They let it get big.
Think about what took over the late 80s, early 90s was what?
Crack cocaine.
Crack and heroin, dude. It was fucking gangbanging, crime rhymes, okay? Gangster rap and grunge. Out went the fucking, the guys with the high hair and the spandex. In came the dudes in flannels and fucking all sad, singing sad songs. And it's like,
fuck the police.
You know, well, fuck, yeah, authority. That was for the hip-hop. But in terms of white culture, grunge was fucking straight up the heroin culture. I mean, dude, I went to school during the worst time for chick looks. Grunge? Every chick, even the hot ones, were dressing like power lesbians. Everybody smelled granola.
I was in school around that time, so like I think I was 13 when 13 or 14 when Kurt Cobain died, so
yeah.
Something like that.
So that was done. And dude, Courtney Love was introduced the whole drug scene for the CIA. Now she went through some shit as a child.
She's in Epstein's book.
Dude, so's in Chelsea Handler. You don't think that chick crazy? Her doing drugs and fucking partying and fucking all that shit that she wrote about. She was on a plane to fuck. I mean, like, dude, there's a lot of people who are what they call now influencers. I hate that fucking name. If you're an influencer, I'll punch in your dick, okay? But you have these influencers out there at, who push certain narratives, which is like partying. Yeah. And God, you know, it's like Hollywood for the longest time was pushing like single mothers, single mothers. You know, and I said it before when we got into Cardi B, right? Is that her name?
Cardi B, yeah.
When she's like, yeah, I used to rob Johns, you know? Oh. And all of a sudden you start seeing stories about chicks robbing guys. Like, this is all done on purpose. Why are two of the guys involved with NWA billionaires? Why is the third one Snoop Dogg, a fucking super rich guy with 90 shows? Why is Jay-Z the youngest black billionaire in the world? Oh, because they played ball. They pushed the narrative, allegedly, okay? By the way, that's the name of this episode, allegedly, with Jay-Z.
Allegedly. You gotta say allegedly. You gotta say that. Or else they'll sue you.
But apparently,
I ain't got nothing they could take anyway. So
it's almost like that on TV where, like, if you say something off the record, they can't use it against you. You know, you should try that with your girlfriend. Did you cheat on me? Okay, on the record, I love you. Off the record, I'm banging everything. But you can't use it. She's like, "Fuck, you did off the record. I can't get mad at her."
If it was just that easy.
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
So they investigate this guy. This guy has huge connections to Victoria's Secrets. And guess what we found out? What her secret is. Victoria's Secret is she's a front for, allegedly, for human sex trafficking. You know? I mean, we got this. We're going to go back. Oh, it was on the last episode. Ryan Dawson talked about Rape Alley, right? We had Jeffrey Epstein's house.
Bill Cosby.
Across the street was Bill Cosby. You know, Victoria's Secrets guy. What's his name?
Leslie Wexler.
He used to own the house before that. He's working with this MC Squared modeling agency.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of their models? They look miserable.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
They're also connected with Abercrombie and Fitch. Those are like little kids. They're like 13, 14, they're like,
oh, dude, and let's go back to the Dayton, Ohio shooting, where that shooter's mother, his parents worked with an agency that developed software that's worth a company worth $25 million, right? Worked with a company that worked with DARPA. His mother quits as human resources and goes gets a job where?
Not taking care of him.
At fucking Bed Bath & Beyond, which is owned by who? Wexler. And now this kid goes out and shoots everybody. I mean, dude, it's like you can say by itself, that's like, who gives a fuck? Then you look at the shooting that happened just before that, El Paso. His father worked at a hospital in Texas that was known for MK Ultra and CIA experiments.
Or did you see the one that just happened not too long ago?
What happened?
Exactly. You haven't heard about it because it doesn't follow the narrative.
Well,
he didn't talk any shit. He just...
Well, that guy, the FBI knew about him for years. And they didn't do anything.
That seems to be what they do.
Right?
They know about something and then they shut their fucking mouths and whatever.
Yep. It's just unbelievable. They just go in there. They're just the cleanup guy.
Yeah.
Right? They're just the cleanup guy. So this guy, in 2010, they investigate him and nothing happens. It doesn't go anywhere. Again.
No.
And then there's a story about this guy getting Jeffrey Epstein triplets. I mean, some of these kids are kidnapped, and that's the worst. But some of these kids are put into it by their parents.
Yeah,
it's like,
and evidently they were sold off just for like a night or two or something like that. But it's fucking disgusting.
What are you doing, man? Like, I understand you're broke. I understand you got no money. But it's like, sell your own ass.
Your kids.
Sell your own ass. Don't sell your kids. Mm-hmm. You're here to make your life better for your kids. What are you doing?
And they act stupid about it, like the Michael Jackson parents.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dude, I'll tell you, my kid will never spend the night. If I have kids, will never spend the night with fucking anybody in Hollywood.
Hell no. I have kids. I don't want to spend,
you're not
like,
an
you
actor,
know,
okay?
Even the grandparents' ever. House.
You're going to take Krav Maga. You're going to learn to kill people.
Yeah, I'll teach your kids a thing or two now.
Why would you want your kid? I mean, like, dude, how about this Billie English chick? Right? I mean, like, she used to be in the Mickey Mouse Club. That is literally, allegedly, I literally said literally, then allegedly. Take away
literally,
your
literally, allegedly.
Okay? This is allegedly, all right, just basically a pedo house. I mean, how many of those kids end up fucked up?
Dude, Disney. It sucks, too. I have to go there next month for my son's birthday. I really don't want to, but I'm not going to miss my son's birthday. And she's, you know, she's not let, you know, it's all the girlfriend, so I have to go. The in-laws are coming. I can't smoke. I'm crazy. I'm going on next month, so that's going to be horrible. But, you know, I'm not going to let it take my kids to Disney World and not be there.
There's things about Epstein that are just like, almost like if he wasn't a satanic pedophile human trafficker, you might want to party with him. Do you know what I'm saying?
If all the girls just weren't under 18, yeah, you
if
would.
If he was just banging straight 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And not against their will.
I'd feel weird with an 18-year-old. I'd feel like, I'd, you know, I'd feel like I'd be grossed around. What does
well,
old fat
that's your
want?
Thing. That's, you know, that's your thing.
That's a grown woman.
In the eyes of Allah, she's good to go. Okay.
So, yeah, but the point. No, you're right. You're right.
The point is, like, if he did that, you'd be like, okay, this guy is kind of fucking interesting. Like, he wanted to get everybody pregnant.
Yeah, he wanted. He was.
He went to this like. I think he went to like a donor, like some kind of sperm donor. And he's like, I want to get everybody pregnant. How can I get every chick in this country pregnant?
I mean, well, girls look at the guy's profile and DNA. He's one of those guys where he's so rich and smart where you'd be like, fuck it, I have his kid type of shit.
Yeah, but then that doesn't do any good because when you donate sperm and you get pregnant,
they're not supposed to tell you.
But yeah, you don't have to pay. Like, women have tried to sue the guy. Like, they went and got the sperm, then they had the kid, and then they tried to sue the dad. And the court's like, no, by law, you gave that right up. So this guy wants to get everybody pregnant? It's like, God, just imagine that. Like, man, I wake up every morning, my girlfriend's calling me on the phone, 5 o'clock, fucking fire every day. Imagine if you got everybody pregnant? Your phone would just, every morning you wake up, it would be on fire. Just fucking smoking from all the calls. Where's child support? Why aren't you there? It's his baseball game. We're going to meet parents. No, you can't smoke. We're going to Disneyland. You can't swear.
Yeah. I have two kids, and I love them to death, but I'm on September 11th, I'm going to be 39, and my kids are 3 and 5, and they wear me out. They're just, like, so hyper and shit. I couldn't imagine anymore.
Oh, God help us all. God help us all. God damn that. I love that Abraham Lincoln beard. So we find out he has been working with these agencies. And you know what's really crazy? How many women are associated with Epstein? Like, how many women participated in this fucking...
Like, to help him out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you got to get women to get girls.
Yeah.
So he had a bunch of, like... Yeah, a bunch of recruiters.
When I was a kid, when I was, like, in college, we called it pussy brokers. Those are chicks who, like, kind of co-sign for you with other chicks. They're like, yeah, I'm going to sign this.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool.
Good.
He's going to go.
He's not going to hurt you. Girls go, like, is he cool? And they're like, yeah, he's cool. And then, you know, they're like, okay, she co-signed for you. Pussy brokers are the best. Like, hey, you two, hang out, go, do your thing. You're like, oh, this is, thank you, pussy broker. You know?
Yeah, fuck. So yeah, that's what those women would do. They'd go up to the little girls and be like, hey, that used to be me, and I worked for him, and now I'm fucking flying planes.
Yeah.
And you gotta think about it. When you get some girls from the hood and shit, you're gonna be like, do I wanna work at McDonald's or do I wanna...
What I found amazing about this, Jamie, is how was it really just girls? I mean, we don't hear anything about boys.
I think there was boys. Well, according to some of the blind items with the island, because, you know, whatever guest you have, he's got to fill his guest needs, like Kevin Spacey, Brian Singer, allegedly, going to the island. But apparently, if Brian Singer did go to the island, supposedly he took a yacht, so he's not on any records.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, I would assume there's boys, too.
Well, do you ever hear the theory that Epstein could have gotten out of the country by he owned a big yacht yard? Like, is there anything this guy didn't own, by the way?
Yeah.
When are we going to find out he bought the fucking Brooklyn Nets from that Russian guy? I mean, like, he literally owns everything.
But it was all pretty much given to him. Maybe not all of it, but...
Oh, blackmail. If that's given
to blackmail. There's a guy named Andrew Farkas, and he owned that yacht, whatever you call it, where you park your yachts or whatever, and it's in St. Thomas, and he pretty much gave Epstein, like, 50% of the company. Blackmail.
Dude, it's just like, it's all based on the fact that people like to get weird. That is, do you know that's why I talk about all the weird shit I like?
So they can't call you out on
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Be like, Mr. Tripoli, we know you fucked your couch when you were 6 years old. And I'll be like, damn right I did. And I talked about it on my fucking fifth album, you motherfucker.
Six? Don't you mean 16?
Yeah. No.
Don't lie.
No, I'm like, dude, I'll talk about all the weird shit I'm into just because I don't want them to come out and say something. He's got me
into,
like,
I'm into couches.
I mean, dude, as a kid, your couch is just asking for it, right? Just sitting there, and you're like, you want some, don't you, couch? Couch, like, I don't know.
Sorry, got you're plastic
like,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're like, boom, couch, you're pregnant. Look at you. You're now a futon. Unbelievable, dude.
It's crazy. It's crazy, all this shit. It's still blowing my mind to
weird
look
shit
into
that,
it.
That Prince Andrew, that foot shit, he's into that shit. And
he's into that?
Yeah. Yep. In the UK, they know that he's a pedophile. Like, they just let it slide that it's going to get covered up.
A group of them are.
I think a couple days ago, he blocked off his comments on his Instagram. Imagine what people are writing when you got to block it.
Hold on. Prince Andrew Haggis has an Instagram?
Yeah.
And now he's not letting people comment on that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
I can't believe he's not dead. I can't believe that because, like, I mean, you know they oft princes die.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then they're like, you think they wouldn't be like, you know, it's like we're lizards, dude. You know, we love you. You were great. We asked you not to fuck everything that moved. He's like, I didn't bloody know about this. But you ever watch The King's Speech? You ever watch that movie, The King's Speech, Jamie?
King of Speech?
No, The King's Speech. It's
I
about
don't think so.
When the king had to give a speech. He had a bad stutter, so it took everything he could to learn how to speak proper English. You watch that movie, you're like, thank God for black people. Because we'd be talking like, bloody fuck, went around, hanging on. Doing what? I got to go. Oh, good day, Mom. Good day. Tis quite the day that we'd be all talking like shitty Shakespeareans, dude. If it wasn't for black people going, okay, easy on that bullshit, right? I love them so much, man. I love it so much, dude. But we've seen at the highest levels that the royal family is involved in this crazy shit. Involved in it, dude. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah. There's so much towards it, and the fact that, like, if you were to, like, go to the, you know, be close with the family, you're gonna be investigated to, like, the end, right? They're gonna know everything about you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like...
Now, what about Savile? He was really close to them.
Oh, he's the worst, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those guys that, he was, like, Andy Dick on PCP, right? He was like, because Andy just wants to hit holes. He doesn't care what the hole is. He just wants to hit holes, right? Dude, Savile was like kids, elderly people. I mean, he was just a weirdo.
Dead bodies, evidently.
I mean, but
like,
look
he had
at
access to if you had mortuary.
To,
and-
if you had to fucking put a lineup and go... And Jimmy Savile was one of them. You go, which one of these guys you think fucks dead people? Like, he's number one with a bullet every time. You're like, that guy that has his eyes going 18 ways and hasn't combed his hair since fucking 1850.
How are you so fucking horny all the time? I don't get it. Like, have hobbies or something?
I get it. I get it. I'm 46. Yeah. Every morning I'm like, okay, let's not make some bad decisions. I get it, but it's like... just the hurting of people is just like disgusting.
No,
it's like,
exactly. That's a turn off to me.
Here's what it is, man. It's like, you know how YouTube had all those videos where like all those superheroes are doing weird shit with kids and with models. It was violent. It was weird, creepy, like sex and violence. Yeah.
And Elsa Gate.
Yeah, those were that was done. That's a honeypot right there. Because what they do, dude, is they get you to comment. You're like, oh yeah, look at that. She wants her, you know. And then they're like, okay, who is this guy? And they start investigating you. And then if they think they can get you compromised, they just put you in a position of power. And now you have to do what they want.
Dude, that's what makes this sense.
Is all about, dude.
It's like they have their own recruitment ways, right?
Yeah, they set you up because, like, dude, you know, I'm in a 12-step program. One of them deals with the fact that I want to bang everything that moves, right? That's my thing. And I'm always horny, and it's just who I am. So I've had to go to 12-step programs to kind of talk to other people about that, you know. But when you – because I've gotten sober from alcohol, and I've gotten sober from drugs. But, man, when you, like, try to get sober from, like – Like you go to an AA meeting, guy's like, I have 32 years. And then a guy in like a CA cocaine ounce, like, I have 15 years. Like in a sex addiction, it's like, I have 9 days. And everyone's like, oh, you are the elder. What is it like back when you got sober? You know, it's just like, because it's in your bones.
No, I know. I can't imagine. I've heard homies, I know they're joking around, but they're like, dude, I'm going to go pick up bitches there. I'm like, that sounds like an easy ass one to go pick up.
Oh, at sex meetings?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sure, dude. But they don't go there for sex. The women are there like, I just fell in love so easy. I always, like, I can't go to women's meetings. I have to go to, like, what they call stag meetings, which is all guys. Because whenever you see chicks there, you're like, okay, dude, I'm like a fox in a hen house right now.
Is there a bunch of gay guys at those?
No, I mean, there's different meetings everywhere, dude. Like, there's some dude.
I've been to NA and shit. I didn't like it. I had to do drugs to go.
Oh, you got high to go to the meeting about not getting high? Well, everyone, dude, everything is like how you function. If you can function, you can function. You know?
Well, no, I'm clean off all that shit, too. But, you know, I have, like, 17 years under that. Not I haven't been clean for 17 years. That's how long I was on shit, 17 years. So, be clean for about 4.
You're like, yep, been doing coke 17 years. Here's my chip. Chop, chop.
See, I don't even count it. I don't know exactly what I was on methadone for a decade. So
That's shit. That was only supposed. Dude, another thing about pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah,
they don't cure people. They want you for life. Even if they can, dude. What about the guy? What about the company that actually cured Alzheimer's and got rid of it? They didn't tell anybody about. It's like what the
no.
Yeah.
So I have a homie that gets seizures. Literally, he got a seizure while almost like mid cutting my hair. Starts having a seizure.
I'm why
like,
he's cutting your hair?
Yeah, probably last time shit. I should go. Yeah, last time I should go.
How
right?
How bad is that line?
No, you that's why you're wearing a hat. That's why you're wearing a hat.
But I'm there chilling, right? And I asked him, I was like, hey, why do you have it? I finally started asking him. He's like, I got to take these pills. And I'm like, isn't there? He was telling me there's like a lot of tissue in his brain. I was like, well, why don't they take it out? And I was like, because the pills cost $150 a bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is there like a risk of you dying? He's like, it's 10%.
Yeah.
They just don't want to do it because after that, I don't got to buy pills.
Yeah, for sure. My dad had his epilepsy forever, dude. I used to watch a ton of
it. It was horrible. I sat there and you don't know what to do. He's having a seizure and I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
Isn't it crazy that the anti-suicidal pill has the side effect of suicide? I mean, does anyone else think that's fucking weird? Like, dude, World War II was not about an assassination of a prince. It was literally the international bankers trying to get the pharmaceutical industry out of Germany and into the United States. And why is that? Why does that play? Dude, I'm telling you, man, the episode we did with Tony Dorado, my best friend from high school, in which they broke down the lost tribes of Israel. He says the lost tribes of Israel went to, it's all England and the United States. And Germany represents the pagans. So when it's tribes of Israel versus pagans, Germany will lead them. And then the United States, Israel, and England will be on the other side. And that makes sense. Get it out of the pagan area, bring it to the United States. And now you got the pharmaceutical company running everything. And we have Stockholm Syndrome here. Like, we really don't think it's bullshit. We're okay with playing more than anybody else for pharmaceutical drugs. When you just go over the hill to Canada and get it for half, like a fifth of the price. And Cory Booker voted that down. You know why? Because he's bought and sold, and they probably have a ton of tape on him. Weird.
Probably a lot of these people, yeah.
Yeah, probably, dude. So let's go back to Epstein. Epstein was a scientific crazy person, right? Like,
pretty much, yeah.
He wanted to have his head frozen?
Yep, he wanted to have his head and his egg frozen. His dick.
His dick? He wanted to have his egg frozen.
Yeah, his egg-shaped penis.
Yeah, but when you freeze your dick, doesn't it get, like shrinkage?
Yeah. Give me a little tiny robin egg.
Why you want to shave your tiny root, dude? Why you want to save your tiny root?
I don't know. I don't know what you want to do with that. Just a severed egg dick. I don't know.
Dude, girls always like to grab my junk, and I don't walk around rock hard, man. You gotta let me know, because my shit turtles up.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared.
Yeah, let me know. You know what I mean? I'll work a little sock puppet. I'll work a little moon animal.
How much time do you need?
What?
How much time do you need? 5 minutes
to get hard?
Yeah, you said
instantly,
give me some time.
But you can't come up and just grab it.
Oh, you just want to tap on the shoulder? Hey, it's coming.
Hey, in about a couple minutes, I'm gonna be grabbing your junk. Get that shit ready. Right?
I'm not a piece of meat. I am a piece of meat, but, you know, I need to be thawed out a little first. That's all.
So you believe he didn't commit suicide. You think either he's killed or got out in hiding. What do you think's more probable?
More probable is that he was killed by that ex-cop that was in there for murder, since James Comey's daughter is the prosecutor in both cases, or was.
I mean, have you heard all the stories about his last couple days in prison? It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, he had his lawyer and him were just farting around the jail, fucking with the condiments, fucking with all the other guys. Like, what's it called when you're money in jail? It's your
bargain.
No, what's the there's a word for it, because miserere or
canteen
what?
Or whatever.
Hold on. What? Commissary. He's fucking with the other inmates' commissary, and then he had a lawyer in there with him. And that's what I'm saying, some young female lawyer. It's like, dude, if this guy wasn't such a scumbag, you'd probably want to party with him.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I mean, dude, he's so powerful, he could pull ass into the jail.
Yeah. Well, not just that. That first time in jail, he set up the whole, his job to go to.
That must have been his plea bargain. Let me get one last girl. I'll kill myself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, his first time in jail, not really in jail, he was on work release, and he was still doing the same thing with young girls at the place he was supposed to be working. It's all bullshit.
That's crazy, dude. That is crazy.
You know what I heard, too? Well, this one's crazy. The guy that killed, that helped kill Anthony Bourdain, helped homeboy, too.
Now, have you heard any of that? Everyone, what are you talking about? Who's that guy?
They don't know who that guy is. They're just saying that whoever helped him, basically, they're the same people. Because you know how he was caught up with that pedo shit, too, about his girlfriend? They're saying they're kind of connected. That's what I told you. It's a little crazy, but...
Well, I mean, they're probably all in the same world. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
I mean... You know, it's like Epstein. Did Epstein, Black Cube of Saturn, the Black Cube Intelligence Service, which is privatized Mossad, that leads into Weinstein, which leads into all these girls, which leads into Anthony Bourdain's crazy ex, Asia what is her name? Asia Giganto?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What?
I can't remember either.
Everybody here is brain dead from drugs at some point. I feel like this show should be called Burnt Out. Asia Argento. I mean, that's a real scumbag there. Imagine getting your boyfriend to cough up $300,000, and then like a couple days later, you're in like another city making out with another guy.
Underage.
Oh, well, then you're doing the whole Me Too, and you're basically stalking a 10-year-old from Instagram as he grows up, It's like unbelievable, dude.
Hypocrites. Lots of hypocrites.
I'm surprised they didn't throw an underage person with Weinstein.
Say that again. But
I don't know how they didn't throw an underage Weinstein.
Well, because he was on their side. Like, they do that to the fucking, the people they're trying to blackmail. He's in on it. He's part of the system. He's a piece of, I don't know, man. I just don't know. All right, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Appreciate you having me back on. Hopefully it turns out all right with all the interruptions and the wind out there banging around.
We'll do it again soon, dude. We'll do it again soon. Tell them where they can find you.
Just YouTube/JamieDeluxe.
Jamie Deluxe, do you ever make it out of South Carolina, out to L.A.?
No, I haven't been there yet. It's hard for me with the kids and everything. I mean, I used to tour. I've toured to Vegas, but we actually got in a van accident in my van, so we didn't make it to L.A.
Did you just make it to Reno?
No, just Vegas. Just Vegas.
That's great. What's your favorite video you put out so we tell everybody to check it out?
Shit, I don't know. I can never remember, man.
You're doing great.
I hear that my videos are addicting. So
he bangs them out back to back. He just had one 59 minutes ago, literally right before he came on.
Dude, did you just put out a video why you were doing this video?
Right before I got on this video, I finished and uploaded it.
He's on top of it.
Well, dude, it's been great, Jamie. I appreciate you. Come on anytime. We'd love to have you on. We'll get it going again. You're the best. This is Jamie Deluxe. We appreciate it. Aaron, you were great. We really love having you on, Aaron. You're the best. And we will talk to you soon, okay? Take care, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye, guys. Hopefully see you in San Francisco. Ooh.